Tell me if you think this is messed up, because I go back and forth in my head on whether or not I'm overreacting by what happened.
Well, it's easy for you to minimize it now that you know that you've survived.
Right. Okay, so here's what happened. I was scheduled to have surgery yesterday, but the surgeon, well, the surgeon's people called and they moved it up a day to Tuesday night. I had a pretty big surgery. I had ACL and meniscus in my right knee. I did that last December. This was a follow-up surgery because I have a cyclops lesion in my right knee. That is a real thing. They call it a cyclops. It's basically scar tissue.
So that's crazy.
Yeah, they had to go back in to remove it. So I was nervous because anytime you're going for nervous and you're going for surgery and they put you under, you're nervous, right? So Paul, my husband, had to rearrange his entire work schedule to now quickly take me a day before than we had originally planned. So we go to the surgery and he has his bag with him and he's going to work from the waiting room.
Yeah, like his briefcase or laptop bag, right?
Yep. So I'm like, okay. So we get there and he's asking how long I'm going to be there. And they were like, well, it could be anywhere from, you know, 3 to probably 7 hours or so. And it's going to be late. So he looks at me. He's like, are you okay if I go? And I'm thinking in my head, yeah, like, why are you going to sit here with your laptop? Like, go home and work. And then the doctor calls him when their surgery is done and tells him to come pick me up. Like, no big deal, right?
Right. I mean, you've already got him managing that. He's, you know, looking after you. He's got to do his job because of the time change. And, of course, the kids are going to need some attention at some point.
Well, the surgery keeps getting pushed back and pushed back because the operating room is busy or whatever is happening. So now I'm in pre-op by myself for about 3 hours. And that is the worst because you got that gown on, you got those socks on, you feel helpless, you're scared because no matter any time you're going under, you know you're about to have surgery, you're scared, right?
Sure, you'd be nervous.
So I'm texting him. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I ran and had lunch. I went to CVS to pick up your medicine. And he's like, and I'm doing some other stuff now. And I'm like, okay, you know. And then I text him right before, you know, I love you. I hope everything, I'll talk to you when I wake up.
I hope I wake up. Tell me something wonderful to let me know that I'll be okay.
So finally, I text him after the surgery. I'm like, hey, like, after I'm come to, I go, where are you? Like, are you coming back to get me? He's like, yeah, I'll be there in like 15 minutes. I'm like, okay. So he shows up and I find out he went golfing. He met his buddy and they took a golf lesson. Like a half hour away from where the hospital is. And he told me, I go, what? And he was like, I go, what if something happened? Like,
right.
What if, like, what if something happened and, like, you need to come back quickly and you had to come say goodbye or God only knows? I'm like, you were golfing.
Right.
And he's like, babe, you were fine. Oh, right. But what if I wasn't? And then he got mad at me because I was like, that's not cool that you did that. And was I wrong? Was I wrong for being like that? I mean, I don't know if I wanted him to sit in our bedroom and cry and do work while he was waiting for me. I mean, I didn't want that either. But it seemed strange that he went golfing while I was having surgery.
Yeah, I don't know if it's wrong. My grandmother is having a knee replaced in the next couple of days. And her husband will just, he's going to go out with friends while she's in the hospital. I mean, that's like his M.O. I don't know if that's, it feels wrong when I see it. So you know what? I'm going to say that's kind of wrong.
Well, you've had major surgeries before. What does Alicia do?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask her yourself.
Call her. Let's call her. I want to know, when you had that big surgery a couple years ago, I want to know what she was doing, because I can bet you she wasn't golfing.
No, she better have kept a vigil outside my room. Are you kidding me?
Am I overreacting? Do you think this is weird? I had surgery on Tuesday night, and when my husband brought me, I asked him if he was going to stay, and he said he had a lot of things to do, and he did. He went, and he did a lot of things. I was there for like 7 days. I was there for 8 hours. But I found out after he went golfing, he went and took a golf lesson with his buddy Charlie.
It just really blows me away.
Isn't that weird?
That he had the briefcase in his hand when he dropped you off because you thought he was going to be working.
I thought he was going to go back home. I thought he was going to work from the waiting room. And then I was like, oh, if he wants to go and work from home, like, that's fine. Like, what am I going to make this poor guy do here waiting 7 hours in the waiting room? But instead, he went to play golf. 1-800-330-9999. Jim, what do you think?
Yeah. My wife works at Danbury Hospital. She did the same thing for me. She went back to work downstairs in the emergency room. And then they told her, she said, call me when he's out. And she went back upstairs.
But that's different. I mean, she works at the hospital.
She's two floors away. She understands more about your procedure than a regular person.
She was five floors away.
Oh, my gosh.
He was 30 minutes away on the whole night. Like, what are you talking about?
He's just making good use of his time.
Raven's wife, Alicia. Alicia.
Hi.
When Raven had his first surgery, what were you doing while he was in surgery?
I was sitting in the waiting room.
The whole time?
Yeah.
How long did you wait?
Oh, boy. I don't even remember. We were actually moving into our new house that night before until like 1 a.m. So honestly, I was like a zombie. I don't remember.
No. Babe, that was my knee surgery. Talking about my neck surgery. What did you do when I had my neck surgery?
I was drinking wine.
Oh. What?
I was home. Yeah, he had to stay overnight for that one. So I came home and my son was living here at the time. And yeah, we had some wine and he FaceTimed us. It was hilarious.
Nobody even cared to come back and visit me, Anna.
They were drunk.
Yeah. They were drinking and having a good time and hanging out.
I visited and I came home and I drank wine.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a right or wrong thing? If you were having surgery, what would you expect Raven to be doing while you were under the knife?
While I was in there? I mean, I don't know, praying, I guess. I don't know. You're not allowed to wait anymore, so I guess you have to come home if it's a long one.
Paul went and played golf.
Yeah, he didn't tell me. And actually, he was allowed to stay. He could have stayed in the waiting room, and he could have been in the room with me during the pre-op, and he didn't, because I was under the impression that he had to go to work.
Paul might get an F, huh?
Like, if somebody I loved was having surgery, like, say, my husband,
yeah.
I had the option to stay with them till the last possible minute and keep them company, I just think I would do that.
I feel like whenever your partner says their goodbyes and talks to you about how you're going to run their life, which is something I did when I had my neck surgery, too, something that you did. You had to travel around to your family and tell them that you loved all of them.
In case something happened.
That's right. Before you went under the knife. I feel like if you say your goodbyes, it merits people paying attention. I told our son what my bank accounts were, where to find my passwords, and the two of them got drunk?
Right.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you laid some heavy stuff on us. Like, we needed some wine after that.
I laid that stuff on you a week prior. I didn't tell you that the day of. Come on.
I mean, it was a lot.